You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
What up, world? Welcome on all to another episode of Ocho Live, presented to you in partnership, as always, with SB Nation's blogoftheboys.com. My name, RJ Ochoa. You know me, of course, from BTB and from right here as your humble host on Ocho Live. You can watch us live every single day on my Twitter or Periscope. That's at RJ Ochoa. You can also watch along live on the Blog of the Boys Facebook live feed. Make sure you go like BTB on the Book of Faces. Of course, you can always listen to the podcast version of the show, as well as all of our shows at Blogging the Boys on the official Blogging the Boys podcast feed. Go subscribe on all Apple and Android devices. We've got Ocho Live. We've got the 750 with two-time Super Bowl champion Tony Casillas. We have a brand new episode of that out. We have Bruising the Boys, Talking the Star. You are covered all the way around when it comes to the Dallas Cowboys with the Blog of the Boys podcast feed. Happy Thursday. It is December 13th, 2018. There's a lot of pop culture news going on, lots of Netflix stuff popping up. I saw like 7 million things are coming towards Netflix these days, but it is an exciting time, obviously, as the Dallas Cowboys are still 8-5. Their record did not change over the last day. We're talking live right before Thursday Night Football between the Chiefs and the Chargers. For what it's worth, my money is on the Chargers tonight. That's Monopoly money, not real money, unfortunately. I do think the Chargers will get this dub tonight. They'll get this bread, as Troy Aikman said a week ago on Thursday Night Football. But we're here to talk about the Dallas Cowboys, and let's discuss the latest musings, if you will, when it comes to America's team. And the first thing I think we need to hit on is the three seed, because, you know, you look at the Cowboys and kind of the situation that they are facing. They are currently the four seed in the NFC. If the playoffs started today, they would host the Seattle Seahawks in the wild card round of the playoffs. By the way, Aaron Lueta on BTB's Facebook Live feed says, buying Christmas gifts with the headphones on, multitasking. So Aaron has taken us on his Christmas shopping. Shout out to you, Aaron. Make sure you check your list twice. I hear that's what the important Christmas shoppers do, if you know what I mean. But the Cowboys, again, four seed currently, have an opportunity to be the three seed if things shake right for them. And I think that we're entering this really interesting time for the Cowboys, because they are effectively the NFC East division champions. That is not official yet, but it is a matter of time until the Cowboys clinch the most storied division in the NFL. And after that, it kind of becomes a matter of, is there anything worth playing for? You don't envision the Cowboys catching the Los Angeles Rams, obviously, for the top seed in the conference. It's possible, however unlikely, that the Cowboys catch the New Orleans Saints for the second seed in the conference. But it is possible, technically, for the Cowboys to catch the Chicago Bears. And if the Cowboys were to fall out of reach of Chicago, we could have a situation on our hands where the Cowboys maybe have a meaningless game in Week 17. The Cowboys travel to take on the Giants in the regular season finale. And as Eric Doxson says on BTB's Facebook Live feed, rest the injured. We could see a situation like that where the Cowboys maybe rest their starters in Week 17. And this is a situation we saw 2 years ago. The Cowboys had already secured the NFC's top seed, and they did not really play anybody in that final game of the regular season at Philadelphia 4 years ago in 2014, when the Cowboys had already cemented their status as the NFC East champion. They could not get a top seed. They could not get a first-round bye. They did kind of play their starters at Washington. That was the day that Tony Romo obviously had a great day. Des Bryant set the record. It was a fantastic afternoon out in our nation's capital. And so you have to wonder what the Cowboys would do this time around if it got to that point. But it all really will only get there if the Cowboys don't have anything to play for between now and then. They will obviously have something to play for this Sunday at Indianapolis. They will definitely have something to play for if it is seeding, whatever the case may be, next Sunday when they host the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the final game before Christmas. And then 2 weeks from now, or 2.5 weeks from now, I should say, when the Cowboys visit the Giants, we have yet to see what they will be playing for, if anything. The Chicago Bears, who are currently 9-4, they are a game better than the Dallas Cowboys. Their final three games, you look at it, they've got the Green Bay Packers. That's the final game at Soldier Field in the regular season. And they finish up their season on the road for two games at San Francisco and at the Minnesota Vikings, which is an indoors game, not exactly cold or blustering or anything like that. So I think we all believe that the Bears will beat the 49ers. That's a foregone conclusion. And you look at it, if there is nothing to play for, in fact, the Minnesota Vikings might be rooting for nothing to play for, the Bears could kind of take their foot off of the gas in Week 17 against the Vikings and then get them in just another week in the playoffs. So that's a really interesting sort of situation, kind of mirrors Cowboys-Eagles in 2009. So that's a whole different thing, though, but the point remains, things could get really interesting, and I know that nobody wants to do this. In the Clutch 75, great friend of the show on Periscope, says we can count on Rodgers to win one of those, right? And Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers will visit Soldier Field this Sunday. Everybody remembers the first time that Aaron Rodgers and the Bears squared off this season. It was back in Week 1, the debut of Khalil Mack for the Chicago Bears, and Aaron Rodgers mounted a huge comeback, blah, blah, blah. And I know that as Cowboys fans, we do not like to root for Aaron Rodgers. However, if Aaron Rodgers is able to get that dub, if he's able to get that bread on Sunday in Chicago, that could really help the case for the Dallas Cowboys because we obviously want to be the 3 seed. I would rather, I think I speak for all of us, play the Minnesota Vikings on in the wild card round of the playoffs than the Seattle Seahawks. And if you're the 3 seed, that means you get to visit the 2 seed in the second round. And for what it's worth, I think the Cowboys have an opportunity to go to the Superdome and beat the Saints. I know that's an unpopular opinion, but we're talking about a Cowboys team that already beat the Saints. So that's a whole different line of thinking. But the point, the question is, can the Cowboys be the 3 seed? Can they do it? Can they get there? Jonah Nichols on Periscope says, can the Packers still make the playoffs? I'm sure they could. It is mathematically possible for Green Bay to make the playoffs, which is why it's fair to assume that they could win on Sunday. Obviously, the Packers are 1-0 in the Joe Philbin era, if you want to call it that. Aaron Rodgers, look, let's come to terms, Aaron. You've done enough. All right, we all are aware of the history between Aaron Rodgers and the Cowboys. So, Aaron, get this bread. Get this one win, Aaron. And you know, I keep saying get this bread, and it's because Troy said it last week. I feel like he made it cool all of a sudden. That's a joke. But anyway, the Chicago Bears are definitely catchable. But this situation is worth watching because we could enter a scenario where the Cowboys are entering Week 17 on the road against the New York Giants, who are themselves still mathematically alive for the playoff chase. It is possible that the Cowboys could play a meaningless Week 17 game. Maybe they would rest Tyron Smith, rest Zach Martin, rest Zeke, rest Amari Cooper. It becomes a whole different can of worms that you have to talk about, etc., blah, blah, blah. Eric Doxson on BTB's Facebook Live, he says, keep Aaron as far away as possible. Now, again, this all kind of depends on what you value, what you think is important, what you think is worth risking, what you want to deal with, the dance you want to make, or the dance you want to take, I should say, because maybe you would rather just be the 4 seed at the benefit of eliminating the Green Bay Packers, because in order for the Green Bay Packers to make the playoffs, which is pretty improbable, but still, again, possible. In order for them to make the playoffs, they have to win out. The Green Bay Packers' final remaining games, for those of you that are curious, I know a lot of people ask, they are at Chicago on Sunday. They visit the New York Jets next Sunday. That's a very easy win. And in the season finale, they host the Detroit Lions, who themselves are not a very good team. So you think about it, it's fairly conceivable that the Green Bay Packers could win out. I don't know that they'll get the help they need all across the board to make it and to sneak in as a wild card team in the NFC, but it is in the world of possibilities, the mathematical world of possibilities. And so maybe you think it's worth being the 4 seed to just get rid of Aaron Rodgers. Maybe you'd rather do that, and I can't say I blame you given everything that Aaron Rodgers has done to the Cowboys in seasons past, but that is one option. If the Bears are victorious on Sunday, that kind of helps the cause, certainly. That makes it a little bit more difficult for the Cowboys to catch Chicago as the 3 seed in the NFC, but it does effectively eliminate the Green Bay Packers from wildcard contention, which is something that I understand seeking a benefit for. And you think about this, you look at the six teams in the NFC playoff picture right now. Right now, our division champions, our cemented division champions, I should say, are the Rams and the Saints. You've got the Bears and the Cowboys getting ready to clinch, and you have the Seahawks and the Vikings as your two wildcard teams. And you look at that, of those teams, you have Jared Goff and Dak Prescott and Mitchell Trubisky, three rookie contract quarterbacks. This is an NFC playoff field that you kind of want. I mean, I know that sounds ridiculous. I know that sounds crazy. But if you're, you know, one of those people who's buying some stock that the Cowboys could, you know, could win the Super Bowl, maybe you think they can get to Atlanta in the first weekend in February, then I don't think that you can come up with a playoff field that is more beneficial to the Cowboys' current strengths. Think about it. I mean, think about the way the playoff field is going to ultimately probably shake out to be. You're not going to have any Atlanta Falcons, and I'm a big believer that the Falcons are a little bit of a fraud team, but they are impressive at times. We're talking about an offense that has been incredible for the last few seasons. They're not going to be in this playoff picture. You're not going to likely have Cam Newton and the Carolina Panthers in the playoff picture. You're likely not going to have Aaron Rodgers and the mighty Green Bay Packers in the playoff picture. You got the Los Angeles Rams, who are definitely a team that should be feared and respected. You've got the New Orleans Saints, who the Cowboys have already beaten this season. You've got the Chicago Bears, who, you know, kind of like the Cowboys, have a great defense and a, you know, wishy-washy offense, although I think we all would probably lean Cowboys offense over Bears offense because of Amari Cooper, but I think we all would definitely lean Matt Nagy over Jason Garrett and Scott Linehan. And outside of that, you have Russell Wilson and the Seahawks, who really aren't lighting the scoreboard up offensively, and the Minnesota Vikings, who just fired their offensive coordinator. So offensively, these teams are very, very beatable. Obviously, the Rams and Saints are the scariest, but it's going to take something scary to win the Super Bowl anyway. And so this is a playoff field that would be awesome for the Cowboys. And so I understand not wanting Aaron Rodgers in there, not wanting to sort of tempt fate in that regard, because Aaron Rodgers is a guy who has, you know, been able to have some high levels of success against the Cowboys in some ways that have made us sad over the years. Our Facebook live feed is buffering. Hopefully we can get that back. It looks like Periscope is still stable for now. Appreciate all of you joining us here on Ocho Live Live. Again, you can listen to the podcast version of the show or catch the rewatch on Periscope, on Twitter, or the Blog of the Boys Facebook live feed at your own convenience. We do have, by the way, speaking of the Blog of the Boys podcast feed, a brand new episode of the 750 with two-time Super Bowl champion Tony Casillas. We previewed all things Indianapolis Colts. And you think about it, this week, this game, the Cowboys are going to see a familiar face. The Cowboys are going to see Matt Eberflus. And this game is like linebacker galore, what the Cowboys have going on. They've got Leighton Van Der Esch in this game. They've maybe got Sean Lee. They've got Jalen Smith going on. They've got Matt Eberflus on the other sideline. They've got Darius Leonard, who another rookie wonder at linebacker. So things are kind of wild as far as linebacker goes in this game. And, you know, good thing, you know, good linebackers are always fun for the NFL. We do still see that the Facebook connection of Ocho Live is buffering, so apologies to the Facebook audience. Shout out to those of you who have joined us back on Periscope. But last thing we kind of need to hit today, and it's been a weird day for this particular storyline, is Taco Charlton. We talked about Taco. We got into the subject. You know, we kind of put our feet in the pool, so to speak, on Wednesday's episode of Ocho Live. But Taco Charlton has seemingly, I don't want to say fallen out of favor with the Cowboys coaching staff, but I would imagine that right now Taco Charlton is not the most popular guy in the Dallas Cowboys locker room. Jonah on Periscope says, where has Taco been? In the Clutch 75 says, Taco needs to do his job. The Athletic's Calvin Watkins reported today on Thursday. His Twitter, at Calvin Watkins, reads, Rod Marinelli on Taco Charlton's benching and being inactive last week. We just keep moving along, keep going forward. It's kind of been out there. I'd leave it at that. I'd rather talk about our two tackles. So the Cowboys don't really want to talk about Taco Charlton, which is really weird. You know, I don't, that whole situation is kind of hard to understand. It does appear like our Facebook stream ended, by the way. So apologies to those of you who are watching on Facebook, but welcome back to the Periscope Twitter side of the show. Taco Charlton is a guy who, for whatever reason, the Cowboys coaching staff, the situation with Taco is seemingly that he is somebody who thinks he's ready to roll. On Periscope, we've got MJ says he's not thinking of football. Whatever Taco Charlton's thinking about, it is clearly not the same thing that the rest of the Hot Boys are thinking about. Ironically, it was Taco who named, who coined the Hot Boys phrase, nickname, when it comes to these particular Cowboys. But look, I mean, again, we did talk about this on Wednesday. If your biggest problem on defense as the playoffs are approaching is that your second-year, first-round draft pick can't get on the field, can't earn his way on the field, there are millions of worse problems to have. There are tons of problems that are way, 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 way worse than this. Thankfully, the Cowboys are dealing with stuff like this versus things that we have definitely seen them deal with in the past as playoff pushes arrive. But, you know, hey, Taco, good luck, man. Good luck, whatever's going on. I think we all want Taco to have success. 13 Sombreros on Periscope says we need David Irving more. It really is interesting how David Irving has kind of been an afterthought when it comes to these Cowboys. In the Clutch, 75 asks if we think Taco's bitter because Leighton Vander Esch has blown up, and MJ asking if the Cowboys should trade Taco Charlton. I don't know. I mean, the psychology of players and what they feel, what they desire, what they want is hard to qualify and quantify. I do think it's an interesting discussion to talk about when you get to the offseason, trading Taco Charlton, moving on from Taco Charlton, because I think the thing that's made Taco Charlton, you know, dispensable, so to speak, and we're seeing that obviously with the Cowboys relegating him to an inactive spot on game days, has been the emergence and the return more than anything of Randy Gregory. Randy Gregory has allowed the Cowboys to do a lot of things along the defensive line, specifically along the pass rush, that have made Taco Charlton less valuable, if we're being frank, if we're being honest, if we're being blunt. Randy Gregory's return in ascension spelled doom for Taco Charlton, which is what we've seen play out. Again, he was a healthy scratch last week. Your second-year first-round draft pick was a healthy scratch. That's never a good thing. Jonah asks if Taco is a bust. We did talk about this on Wednesday. I think it's way too soon. I don't think you can call anybody in their second year in the NFL a bust, whether it's Taco or whether it's, you know, whoever you want to call, whether it's Pat Mahomes. I don't think you can call him a bust or a hero or whatever the case may be. The point is that Taco Charlton has not lived up to first-round draft pick status, especially when you consider this is the first round that the Cowboys dominate. I mean, the Cowboys don't make mistakes in the first round. Even the biggest mistake they'd made was Morris Claiborne, and even that had its moments. I mean, Tyron Smith, Moe, Travis Frederick, Zach Martin, Byron Jones, Zeke, Taco, and now obviously Leighton Vander Esch and Amari Cooper, even if you want to go that far. Cowboys don't make mistakes in the first round, so it's very, very interesting to see what has happened over the last month, 2 months. It's a weird time. But again, there are way worse problems to have. Ricardo and a lot of you commenting that Antoine Woods has been the man, the human log. That might be the most underrated player on the Cowboys defense. If you, it's hard. It's hard to come up with a guy who's underrated on the Hot Boys specifically. But if you had to come up with somebody who is the most underrated player on the Cowboys defense specifically, I think it might have been Tyrone Crawford a few weeks ago, but Crawford's kind of started to get his love. It doesn't hurt that he's started to make some splash plays and things like that. But Antoine Woods might be the most underrated guy when it comes to the Cowboys defense. He is phenomenal. He is a beast. He is incredible. Quite the find for the Dallas Cowboys. So, tomorrow, Friday, December 14th, Papa Ocho will be back on Ocho Live. He and I are venturing north. We are heading to Indianapolis to watch the Cowboys take on the Colts. If you're going to be there, hit us up. Shoot me a DM on Twitter, and we will have some fun and some good times. We'll be back tomorrow, let's say 3 p.m.-ish. It's going to be hard as traveling goes. You know how it can be. Hope everybody's having a happy holiday season. Stay warm. Stay well-fed. Stay enjoying Cowboys football. We'll talk what we think is going to happen against the Colts, etc. Jonah with a great point. Anthony Brown's underrated. That's a great battle. Anthony Brown versus Antoine Woods. We'll talk about that tomorrow. That's a great idea. Let's do it tomorrow. Enjoy Thursday night football. Enjoy your Friday morning. And we will see you manana, my friends. As always, go Cowboys and peace out.
Hello, I'm Spencer Hall from SB Nation, and I want to tell you about my new show, It Seems Smart. It Seems Smart is a show about people doing things that, for some reason or another, seem smart at the time. Those things might include doing a little cocaine and driving a bike up a mountain. Or, I don't know, maybe racing 100 miles per hour across the country in the middle of the night with no one's permission. Or even stealing a bat from an umpire's room in a Major League Baseball park. Check it out, and if you like it, tell a friend. I'm Spencer Hall. Don't do anything smart.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.